Dollar. She is a sophomore. Followed by number one, Kendall Hepfler, a senior. And up next, number five, Ann Siegenthaler, a sophomore. And number 20, Chloe Flanagan, a junior. And number 31, and that's Emily Hartman, a sophomore. The Macs are in their white uniforms with the blue numerals, and they will be going from left to right. All right, Coach, what's your final instructions?
Well, stay calm. Control your emotions. Do what we do. Do what, you know, what got us here. You know, you don't have to change character a little bit. The one thing about Durant is that they have a great motion offense. So if you fall asleep, odds are they're going to score on you. They've got to be prepared for McDonald's 1-3-1 defense. They play that a lot. They've got a lot of size and length. And so here we go. They're going to have to be great adjusters today.
All right, here we go. We are ready to rock and roll from Altoona. It's going to be a loud one tonight. And the tip, and we are underway, controlled by the Panthers. Back to Hoyt. Hoyt over to Kurth. Kurth inside to Auth. Addison Auth has the shot blocked. Whistle and a jump, and it'll go to McDonald.
Yeah, McDonald's a grimy team. They love to play defense. They're going to scrap all night long, Brian.
All right, and so now inbounded to Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler across the timeline for the Max. And over across the... to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now over to Flanagan. Flanagan back over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler puts up a three-ball shot. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. And Chloe Auth coming back the other way now for the Panthers. Across the timeline. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko now around the horn over to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing. Kurth now back over to Hoyt. Hoyt looking for a cutter. No one there. Back over to Kurth. Kurth over to Auth now. Auth inside to Hoyt. Hoyt turns around, nearly loses the ball, kicks it back out to the top of the key. Over to Kurth now. Kurth over to Auth. Auth on the left to a right wing, rather. Around the horn we go. Addison Auth. Three ball shot. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth into the lane. Gets it back up to Addison Auth. Whistle and a foul.
McDonald's starting off in their man-to-man, no middle defense. So Durant's going to have opportunities to penetrate that and hit windows out on the perimeter. So look for that for the rest of the game for Durant.
All right. And so now, as first free throw on the way is good by Addison Auth.
Panther Nation is in full force tonight, Brian.
All right. Next free throw on the way is good. And so across the timeline, Panthers lead 2-0. Over across the timeline now over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler over to the left wing, back to the top of the key now to Flanagan. Flanagan over to Hepfler. Hepfler now, she's going to drive in from the right corner, loses the ball. It's going to be off the Panthers.
Wow. Thought that should have been Durant ball. I thought it went off a McDonald player.
All right, and so now inbounding it back over to Siegenthaler. Puts up a shot, counted in the foul.
You can tell by the first couple of possessions from McDonald, they really want to get the ball inside to 31. Emily Hartman, great drive by Aaron Siegenthaler. Off-balance shot, had the touch to put it in.
And the free throw, no good. Rebounded by Kurth. And... back the other way come the Panthers, tied at 2. Over to Addison Auth now. Addison Auth over to Hoyt. Hoyt back to Addison Auth. Cross court pass to Kurth. Kurth right wing. Spin move into the lane. Oh, stolen. Intercepted. Pass intercepted by Siegenthaler. Back the other way. And it's going to be blocked. And oh, what a save by Sabelko. Back over to Addison Auth. Holy cow. And Kurth now on the right wing. Back over to Hoyt. Hoyt at the top of the key now. Back over to Auth. Three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No good.
That's a big time shot for Chloe Auth. You know, she's got to be confident in shooting that.
Blocked and partially by Kurth on the other way. Nice defense by Kurth.
Yeah, both teams are feeling each other out right now. You can see the jitters. You can feel the excitement. Both teams are trying to settle in.
And it was tipped, so it's not over and back. So Kurth now will come back across the timeline. Kurth now over to Sabelko. Sabelko now back at center over to Hoyt. Hoyt still on the outside. Back over to Kurth. Kurth now on the left wing. Kurth fakes right, goes left, loses the ball. Kurth trying to drive inside. Stolen by the Maps. Back the other way comes Hepfler. Has to pass it back off to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler tries to drive in from the wing. Puts under, lays it. No good.
Everybody's trying to make plays right now. Nothing's falling for both teams, but I expect for both of these teams to settle in.
Back the other way now is Sabelko. Still tied at two. Sabelko now over to Kurth. Kurth over to Chloe Off. Chloe Off on the left wing. Chloe, no one open. Stays on the outside to Addison Off. Over to Hoyt now. They're going to slow down a little bit. Hoyt now tries to drive right baseline. Kicks it back out top of the key. Kurth at top of the key did not take the shot. Back over to Kurth. Kurth nearly lost it. Now she's in trouble, but gets it over to Off. Off now over to Sabelko. Sabelko now staying on the outside. They're going to slow this down a little bit. And Hoyt, yeah, the crowd's trying to goad him into shooting. They're just going to ignore it. Sabelko now retreats back towards center over to Auth. Auth on the left wing. Looking for Kurth inside. Can't find her. And not going to happen now to Addison Auth. Addison Auth over to Sabelko. Sabelko trying to work off the screen. Staying on the outside to Kurth. Kurth over to Hoyt now. Hoyt on the left wing. Back out to Kurth. Kurth now over to Auth. Auth over to Chloe Auth now. Chloe Auth head fakes, now drives in, whistling a foul.
This is the great thing about Durand girls basketball. Under Coach Loewenhagen, they're very patient. They're very disciplined. These guys are doing a really, really good job of not forcing shots.
And so Chloe Auth to the line for two. 13:53 remaining in the first half, tied at two. Good. Thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Jerry Bear & Sons with custom-made feed for livestock from Hubbard Feeds, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner in the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. All right, next free throw on the way by Off. And rims it off, no good. Panthers will still lead 3-2. And across the timeline now is Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now, here comes, looks like a trap. And cross-court pass it back to Aaron Siegenthaler. Inside, underneath. Oh, wow, to Richardson. And no good. What? Wow. And Sabelko again, coach, with the save of the century.
Yeah, Darren Loewenhagen doing a great job of changing defenses to that 1-3-1 zone.
Three ball on the way. No good. Rebounded by Christensen Richardson. Back the other way comes the Max. Now into the Richardson into the corner. Back to Siegenthaler. Cross-court pass now over to Ann Siegenthaler. Panthers lead 3-2. Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. Back into the corner now to Richardson. To Siegenthaler. Panthers look like they're what, in a zone here, coach.
Yeah, they're in a 1-3-1 right now.
Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And a loose ball coming up with it, though, is Chloe Off. And back the other way now over to Sabelko. Sabelko now to Kurth. Kurth in the corner. Comes out over to the left wing. Back to Sabelko. Sabelko over to Auth. Auth top of the key. Auth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt, she's going to drive in. And the shot was blocked. And it's off of Hoyt on the block.
Yeah, that should have been a foul right there. A little bit too much body and then the slap on the arm. But Durand right now, they're playing that 1-3-1. Look for McDonald to attack that thing diagonally. From 45 to the short corner right now.
All right. And so 3-2 Panthers, 12:28 remaining. Siegenthaler across the timeline now. Siegenthaler onto the right wing. Long cross-court pass now. Over to Flanagan. That's stolen. Stolen by Addison Off. Addison Off with the thievery. Up and in. Oh, I thought she was going to overlay it.
Yeah, her length is going to be a problem on that 1-3-1 zone for McDonald. I think she's going to get a lot of steals tonight.
And back the other way now come the Max Panthers up by 3-5-2. And cross-court pass now over to Bremis. And it's stolen again. And that's Kurth this time. And back the other way come the Panthers. And over to Hoyt. Hoyt cross-court pass over to Addison Off. Three ball on the way. Shot short, no good. And Hoyt with the rebound from the right wing. Round the horn we go over to Sabelko. Sabelko to Off now. Off on the left wing. Back out to Hoyt. Hoyt, three ball. Short, no good. Rebounded by McDonald.
Yeah, Durand a little bit too quickly right now. They should stay patient like they did the previous possessions. They're going to get something good.
And around the horn we go now over to Siegenthaler. Cross-court pass now over to Bremis. Bremis now over to Siegenthaler. And another cross-court pass to Richardson. Richardson now back over to the wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Loose ball. And Kurth comes up with it. Wow! Over to Auth. That's Chloe Auth. Back to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko now looking for a cutter. Now they get it inside to Kurth. Kurth in the lane. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. And looking for a cutter and nearly intercepted, but Hoyt comes up with it. Hoyt now. Passes tip. Whistle foul. Foul's going to be on number 21.
Yeah, patience here is going to be crucial for Duran. I think McDonald's going to have a lot of problem against this 1-3-1 zone because they're so quick and they're rotating this thing so well that there's just really nowhere to go with the basketball that's easy. And this surprises me because Darren Loganhagen, he's a man-to-man guy.
Yep, you bet. And so now inbounded to Auth. And back the other way now. And over to Hoyt. Hoyt, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hepfler. Back the other way now. Come the... and it's up and in.
That's where they're really good. Transitioning the ball up the floor. Getting early looks and quick baskets.
And so back the other way now for the Panthers. And over to McMahon, who is now in. McMahon gets it back over to Auth. Auth now. Kicks it back over to Addison Auth. Three ball shot, no good. Boxed out, and they come up with it. The Macs come up with it. Panthers still leading 5-4. Loose ball, kicking it back out. And across the timeline now over to Richardson. Richardson, she'll drive in. Kicks it back out the other way. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And fighting for it is McMahon. It'll be a jump ball.
I know Duran is missing a lot of shots early in terms of three-point baskets, but they got to take them. McDonald's giving them really good look at the baskets. Those things are going to fall.
And so there's a foul as well. Number 34. That's going to be on Richardson. All right.
Little press here by McDonald, trying to extend some pressure.
And back the other way now, and ball is nearly intercepted. And across the timeline we go, and nearly intercepted again. And they kick it back the other way now. Cross-court pass over to Sabelko. Sabelko now back over to Auth, or to Kurth now. Kurth looking for a cutter, no one there. Back over to Chloe. Chloe now, cross-court pass over to Kurth. Kurth on the left, or right wing, rather. Back over to McMahon. McMahon right corner. McMahon now, whistle foul. Foul's going to be on McDonald. Coach.
Yeah, good call. Little hip on that drive there. Again, they're controlling those gaps, McDonald. And so when you drive, you're going to have to grind those things out. You're going to get some calls if you drive that ball hard.
All right. And so now, it'll stay Panther ball, leading 5-4. And so now inbounding it over to Chloe Auth. And so Auth now comes back the other way. Bounce pass over to Kurth. Oh, missed opportunity.
Yeah, saw a window there right there in the short corner. Not necessarily a bad decision, just bad execution on that play.
And so inbounded to Siegenthaler now. 5-4, Panthers lead, 8:52 remaining. As across the timeline now. And over to Flanagan. Flanagan round the horn we go now. Back to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler on the right wing. Cross court pass over to the wing. Inside now to Hartman. Shot no good. Rebounded by Addison Auth.
Good defense by Duran. Walling up in the post there. They got the miss.
And Kurth now. Top of the key. Back over to... that was Sabelko over to Kurth. Kurth now to Hoyt. Hoyt over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth on the right wing. Back over to Kurth. Kurth right side. Comes out to the wing now. She'll try to drive inside. Can't do it. Kicks it back to the outside to Addison Auth. Addison Auth tries to drive in. Back over to Kurth. Left corner. Kurth now over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now over to Chloe Auth. She thought about the three. Said nope. Not going to do it. Back over to Addison Auth. And whistling a foul on McDonald.
They've got to get the body off. They've got to get the body off. I know their players don't think that that's fouls, but on the drive, you can't displace players. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're accumulating fouls.
And so, inbounded back to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now. Back over to Hoyt. Hoyt now. Over to Kurth. Kurth thought about the three, decided against it. Hands it off to Sabelko. Sabelko over to Addisonoff. Addisonoff inside to Kurth. Kicks it back out. Sabelko, top of the key. Three ball. Short. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. She drives in from the wing. Up and in.
Those are the type of plays that win championship games, giving your team second and third opportunities.
And so across the timeline now comes the Max. Panthers leading 7-4. Onto the wing now. 15-footer shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth over to Auth. Auth back the other way. And over to Hoyt now. Hoyt on the wing. Over to Kurth. Kurth now back to Auth. Auth works off the screen. Drives in from the right wing. Shot blocked. Tip. Whistle foul. Who's the foul on? Foul's on McDonald, I think.
That is huge.
Foul's going to be on number 20, Flanagan.
That is huge. That puts Durand in the bonus the rest of the half. Still got 7 minutes left to go, Brian.
Wow. All right, so now first free throw on the way by Chloe Auth is no good on the 1-1. So back the other way now comes Siegenthaler. Panthers lead 7-4, 6:58 remaining. Over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler, cross-court pass now over to Ann Siegenthaler. And back around the horn they go, over to Siegenthaler on the outside to Ann. Now she, another cross-court pass. Here comes the three from the left wing. Shot's good. Wow.
That's the first good look that McDonald has had since Durand has put on that 1-3-1 zone, and she buried it.
That was Richardson with the three. We're tied at 7. And Hoyt to Kurth. Kurth up and in.
Great look down the floor. Kurth with an easy bucket. I think they're going to get a lot of those tonight.
And it's going to be whistling a foul. Foul will be on the Panthers.
Both of these teams, Brian, are really good defensive teams. They're bringing it tonight. Well-coached defensive basketball team.
And the foul is going to be on Kurth. And so now, inbounded now to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler on the wing. And now looks like Panthers back in a man-to-man. And it's going to be off of Auth, Madison Auth.
Yeah, Coach Loenhagen's going to mix these defenses up tonight. He's going to give them looks every trip down the floor that he can.
And so now, inbounding it is Richardson. Richardson gets it out to... to the outside now. Check that. That was Hartman to Richardson. Over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler drives into the lane. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Whistle. Travel.
Yeah, that's a good call. That was a good call. You had a couple players that had their hands on the ball. When she got control, she took a couple of steps.
And so it goes back to the Panthers. Panthers still leading 9-7. 5:55 remaining. Across the timeline now, over to Sabelko. Sabelko now keeps it herself. Bounce pass inside to Kurth. Over to Addison off. Block. Gets her own rebound. High off the glass. No good.
Great defense down there underneath the basket.
Siegenthaler now across the timeline for the Max. Into the corner. Three ball on the way. Torino by Hartman.
And that's what McDonald does. When they can get easy pitches up the floor and get great looks, they can score.
10-9 McDonald. And across the timeline now, over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the outside. Hoyt over to Sabelko. Sabelko back to Hoyt. Hoyt now. Comes down to the top of the key. Keeps it herself. Over to Addison Auth. Kicks it back to the outside now to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth way back out at center. And Chloe Auth keeps it herself. Bounce pass inside to Kurth. Kurth puts up the shot. No good. Auth saves it. Back to Addison Auth. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt squares up. Three ball on the way. Shot. No good. Rebounded by the Max.
Yeah, Durand went a little bit four corners there. They should be attacking McDonald's in the bonus right now. Religiously attack the basket, driving.
And shot blocked. Loose ball. It's going to be off of the backs. Timeouts. Chippewa Falls McDonald. 10-9. McDonald leads, 4:34 remaining. Thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Bowerbilt Tire. Let Bowerbilt take care of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300 or find them online at bowerbilt.com. The Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom, it's the Cottage downtown Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair downtown Durand. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Download the new app at shopfreshmarkets.com for more information and also for more savings. Also, Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Find out how a daily money manager can protect your family. Give Rhonda a call at 672-8093 in Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, with a hog sale continuing now at Durand Smokehouse. All right, Panther ball after the timeout.
Spread the floor and drive.
All right, spread the floor and drive. All right. Over to Sabelko now. Not across the timeline. It's something, a totally type of different defense. What, a 1-3-1?
Got a little diamond three-quarters court trap.
All right. Back over to Addison Auth now. Addison Auth. Over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now. Bounce pass inside to Addison Auth. Up and in. Counted in the foul.
That's what happens when you can spread the floor. It opens up a lot of passing lanes. Great penetration by Chloe Auth. Great pass.
All right, so Addison off to go to the line. And free throw on the way. No good. And so back the other way. That was Addison off at the line, rather. And so now across the timeline. Back over the max. Long cross-court pass over to the wing. And now they kick it back out to the top of the key over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler. Looking to, for some help inside. Can't find it to Richardson now. Round the horn we go. Over to Gerber. Gerber back over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now looking for a cutter. No one there. Long cross. Intercepted. Intercepted by Kurth. Whistle up on the line. Oh, man.
Yeah, McDonald seems to be trying to attack Durand's 1-3-1 zone with skip passes. I think that weak side defender for Durand can really bait them into throwing that pass and get a couple of steals this game.
All right, so now across the timeline. And long cross-court pass back over the other way. Over to Roskowski, who's in. Now into the corner, over to Gerber. Whistle out of bounds. Goes back to the Panthers.
Yeah, there's no way to go. There's just nowhere to go on the drive of that thing. They're going to have to beat that thing with the pass. Great defense by Durand. I love the 1-3-1 idea from Coach Lowenhagen.
And so now... across the time, or not across the timeline, is Sabelko. Bounce pass to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now gets it over to Hoyt. Ooh, Hoyt may have had Kurth open, but now to Sabelko. Sabelko at the top of the key. Bounce pass over to Auth. Auth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt right corner now inside to Sabelko. Bounce pass inside to Addison Auth. Overlays it. Gets her own rebound. Oh, it's going to be a whistle and a foul instead.
They're getting a lot of touches down there on the short corner. McDonald is really susceptible because they're really attacking the drive, and so they're leaving that short corner vulnerable. Durand is seeing it every trip down the floor. If they stay patient, they're going to get that look a lot of times this game.
All right, 11-10. Panthers still lead. 3 minutes remaining in the half. And across the timeline now comes McDonald. That's the Siegenthaler. Pass intercepted. And Hoyt over to Kurth. Kurth lets everybody go by. Over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Kurth. Three ball. Shot no good. And rebounded. Oh, and they could not hang on to it.
Boy, Durand, they're getting a lot of good looks.
They're just not falling.
They're just not falling. And it's hard to say keep shooting it, but you know those things are going to fall. Durand, pretty good shooting three-point team. They just have to settle down here.
Siegenthaler across the timeline. 11-10. Panthers still lead. As a... now looking for a cutter, no one there. Now cross-court pass, long cross-court pass over to Roskowski. Pass nearly intercepted once again. Now to Siegenthaler. She loses the ball, but it's going to be, they're going to, the coach is going to want to say it should be the other way.
Yeah, it should be the other way. Missed that one.
They missed it.
They missed that one.
All right, well, here we go. And out now to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler at the free throw line kicks it back the other way to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron now over to Ann. That's the two sisters, the Siegenthalers. Ann now keeps it herself. Now dishes it back off to Bush. Puts it up. Blocked! Wow!
Nowhere to go, Brian. Nowhere to go.
And across the timeline is Sabelko. Sabelko now over to Addison off. Three ball on the way. Rims out. No good. Chloe off. Crashes the glass. The shortest girl in the court. What?
Hey, this is why I wanted Chloe off to be a V-Hawk next year, because she's so physical for a point guard. She's tough. She rebounds well. She's got a bright future ahead of her as a college basketball player.
Boucher with the foul, and going to the line for two is Chloe off. And free throw on the way. Rims out. No good. The nerves are still there, Coach.
The nerves are still there. Chloe has struggled here and there from the line this year. She just got to settle down, have that confidence, follow through, and she'll be more consistent.
And free throw on the way. Rims out. No good. Misses them both. Rebounded by Bremnes. A lot of chances for the Panthers so far in this first half. And back the other way now. Cross-court pass. Now a shot from the free throw line. Shot no good. Chloe off. Saves it to Kurth. So back to Chloe off. We'll try it again. Cross the timeline now over to Sabelko. Panthers down by one. Or Panthers up by one, rather. Over to Auth. Auth now back to Hoyt. Panthers leading by one. And Hoyt now over to Sabelko. Sabelko, top of the key, cross-court pass to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now drives inside, loses the ball, but Addison Auth is there to pick it back up to Hoyt. Hoyt to Sabelko. Sabelko inside to Kurth. Kurth does a spin move. She's trapped. Gets it back out. Nope, intercepted.
Yeah, unfortunate pass there. Tried to find a window, missed through the basketball.
And back the other way now comes the Max up and in. That is Siegenthaler with the shot. And the Max lead by one with 53 seconds remaining.
Again, another one of those early looks in transition.
And so now off across the timeline. Hands it off to Kurth. Panthers down by one. Over to Auth now. Auth over to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Whistle. Foul. Foul will be on Sabelko.
Boy, that was an unfortunate foul there. I thought Sabelko had that inside position. She was just trying to box out, but I think the referee saw the push and the displacement, called the foul on her.
And so back the other way now, over to Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler now across the timeline. Ball nearly stolen by Hoyt. Siegenthaler's pass gets it across to Ann. And around the horn we go. And now that Siegenthaler driving in, puts up the shot, no good. Loose ball, still a loose ball. Hoyt comes up with it. She's going to take it herself. Back the other way, 10 seconds remaining. Loses the ball, is trapped. And gets it over to Kurth. Kurth puts up the shot, and that's the half.
Wow. Really nope. Good half by both teams defensively. I just think both teams have to find a way to score more consistently, obviously, Brian.
All right, time for the advent Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show. It's Durant Arkansas Girls Playoff Basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now, wildfires in the east include newly erupting flames on New York's Long Island with some evacuations. The Sunrise Highway is now closed in both directions in Suffolk County. People in towns now on alert, smoke filling the air over highways. The New York National Guard already on alert and assisting by helicopter. All of it coming after the National Weather Service put out an alert for elevated fire risk. Fire spread across the region. Sources tell ABC News that the Justice Department's looking into whether major egg companies are sharing information about supply and pricing, possibly causing the high prices. The American Egg Board, which represents producers, denies wrongdoing, blaming bird flu. Cal-Maine Foods, the country's largest egg producer and distributor, reported in a recent filing with federal regulators that the company's gross profits are up 342%. This is ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the A to Z Savings event at AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Yeah, I need to change my oil. I want to get a full synthetic oil.
How about Pennzoil Platinum? It's the only oil made from natural gas.
Sounds great. How much for an oil filter?
Oh, that's free.
What?
The filter is free with the oil.
Free? Really?
Really. Free. It's just part of our A to Z Savings event at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, good morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with men's college basketball, where it's a showdown today for the Marquette Golden Eagles as they play host to 6th-ranked St. John's. 20th-ranked Marquette comes in at 13-6 in the Big East and a tie with UConn for third place. While the Johnnies have already wrapped up the conference championship and the top seed in the Big East tournament, 20th-ranked Marquette, 6th-ranked St. John's tips off this morning at 11 a.m. 12th-ranked Wisconsin will finish out the Big Ten regular season this afternoon as they play host to Penn State. The Badgers in a tie for third place with Maryland at 13-6 in the Big Ten Conference. Tip-off for Wisconsin and Penn State today set for 12 noon. On to the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks tonight will look for a fifth straight victory as they entertain the Orlando Magic. The moves and trades that the Bucks have made are really starting to pay off, head coach Doc Rivers.
The guys that we have brought in have been really good, seamless, at times, just a great fit. Kuz is the ability to play so many positions and do so many things has just been really good for us. Been great for Giannis, to have another big on the floor. It's been great for our defense. Our defensive numbers in this stretch is number one in the league.
The Bucks and Magic tonight tip off at 7 o'clock. To spring training baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday were washed out with the San Diego Padres. Today, we'll take on the LA Angels. Finally, to college hockey on the women's side at the WCHA final faceoff. The Wisconsin Badgers pick up a 3-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth. They'll take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers today. On the men's side, Wisconsin a 4-1 victory over Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament. Game 2 of the series set for tonight. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The NASCAR Cup Series.
And the green flag goes in the air.
Heads west.
Hamlin looking for the lead. They get turned at the front of the field and the front comes apart. Hamlin in the outside wall.
As the stars of NASCAR battle it out for 500 miles at Phoenix Raceway.
Racing into the tri-oval. Checkered flag is in the air.
It's the Shriners Children's 500.
Coverage begins at 1:30 Sunday afternoon here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Altoona High School, 12-11, McDonald Central leading here at halftime. Coach, what adjustments do you make here for if you're Durant?
You know, it's really, really weird. You know, I didn't feel like, even though Durant only has 11 points, I really didn't feel like McDonald stopped them defensively. I thought Durant got the looks that they want. They just couldn't hit shots. They got open looks, really good baskets. They probably shot a low percentage from three, but out of their offense, they really got the shots that they wanted. They penetrated well. They hit their windows well. The ball just didn't go in the basket, and sometimes that happens. On the other side of the ball, I think that Durant defended really well. That 1-3-1 zone gave McDonald a lot of problems. They really didn't score a lot of field goals in it. They hit a couple of shots late, but I think this is about Durant the second half taking advantage of the opportunities that they get, and I really didn't think they did a good job of that the first half.
All right. Are you concerned that you had your starters out there for most of the half?
No. I think you're going to have to go with your starters the majority of this game, so it's really good to get them some minutes under their belt. I don't think it's going to benefit you any to take them off the floor. I think with these games, you shorten your rotations a little bit anyway. So I think Coach Lloyd Hagan's doing a great job rotating his players.
All right, we got second half action here coming up. Again, McDonald leading 12-11. It's Durant, Arkansas girls playoff basketball here on WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
And welcome back to Altoona High School. We're ready for the second half. Again, McDonald leading 12-11. And Panthers get the ball to start. They'll be going from left to right. We're underway, and Chloe off across the timeline. Over to Kurth now. Sabelko to Kurth. Kurth now, top of the key over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now, back over to Kurth. Kurth, three ball on the way. Shot rims out, no good. Rebounded by Hepfler.
Another good look, just didn't go down. They got to keep taking them.
And shot up and no good. And a rebound shot put up and in by Siegenthaler. Biggest lead of the night for McDonald, 14-11.
Yeah, big rebound by Siegenthaler. Those are the second opportunities that Coach Logan Lowenhagen was talking about in the pregame.
And so now over to Auth. Auth now back to Kurth. Kurth on the wing. Back over to Hoyt now. Hoyt back at center at the top of the key now over to Auth. Auth now over to Kurth. Kurth, right wing, three ball on the way. Shot no good. And jump ball.
Now, the one thing that Durant doesn't want to do is shoot themselves out of the game with quick shots. Keep taking the threes if they're open, just not early.
All right. Good advice. And all right, so now over to Siegenthaler. That's the hard part, coaches. You got to be patient. And sometimes you lose the patience.
Yes.
Ball thrown out of bounds. It'll go back to the Panthers. 14-11, McDonald. And so now inbounded to Auth. Auth now over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now back on the wing. On the right wing, cross-court pass over to Kurth. Kurth now to Chloe. Chloe on the left wing, drives inside, puts up the tough shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Siegenthaler. And back the other way quickly comes McDonald, up and in. Whistling an offensive foul.
That's a great call. Again, they like to push, but they get a little erratic at times, as Coach Darren Logan had said in the first pregame interview that he had. That's another one of those times where she should have just got to a jump shot and hit the shot.
And so now back to Chloe Auth. Again, 14-11, McDonald. Across the timeline over to Sabelko. Sabelko now to the top of the key. Sabelko looking for a cutter now over to Chloe. Chloe, right wing to Kurth. Kurth, top of the key. Kurth now back over to Addison Auth. She's going to drive in. Puts up a tough shot. Gets the shooter's roll.
That was a tough grinded out drive by Addison Auth. Big time bucket.
14-13, McDonald. And cross-court pass now over to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler back over to Flanagan. Flanagan on the right wing, over to the right wing to Siegenthaler. Bounce pass now to Ann. That's Ann Siegenthaler. Pass over to the far corner. Long two put up. Rebounded by Ann Siegenthaler. Puts up a shot. Blocked. Oh, whistle and a foul. No, jump ball.
Yeah, great call. That was a great call. The hand was on top of the ball there. There was no body contact. No displacement. Great eye by the referee there.
All right, Panther ball. Inbounded to Chloe Auth. 14-13, McDonald. 15-38 left in the game. Over to Sabelko now. Sabelko back to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Kurth. Kurth, top of the key, now tries to drive in. Bounce pass over to Auth, but it hits her foot. And what are we going to get? Foul.
Well, I'm surprised I didn't call that tied up for possession there. Both players going for the ball. I really didn't see a foul there, but.
All right. Well, it was on Addison Auth. So Hepfler to inbound it. Again, 14-13. McDonald, 15-19 remaining in the game. Cross the timeline to Flanagan now. Flanagan now over to Hepfler. Hepfler inside to Siegenthaler. They kick it back out to the wing. Coming in from the wing is the other Siegenthaler. That's Aaron up and in.
Yeah, both of the Siegenthalers have great floater games. You saw that on that shot right there.
And so now across the timeline over to Hoyt. Again, 16-13, McDonald now to Kurth in the corner. Kurth now back the other way. Cross-court pass to Chloe Auth. Nearly lost it, but gets it back to Addison Auth on the left wing. Over to Kurth. Kurth now on the right wing. Back out to Sabelko. Sabelko now looking for a cutter. No one there. Over to Addison Auth on the left wing. Cross-court pass over to Chloe. Chloe, three ball on the way. Shots good! Timeout!
That's what Chloe Auth can do, Brian.
We're tied. Timeout, Panthers. 16-all, 14:30 remaining in the game. And thank you to Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop, the Riverside Grill. Visit the Riverside Grill for daily specials like that Friday fish fry, the Sunday roasted chicken, and other daily specials. The Riverside Grill, downtown Durand, and Nogale Cheese Factory. They feature homemade pizza. Nogale Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, pretty simple, we wouldn't be here tonight. All right, tied at 16. I know it's loud, hard to hear.
You can't pay enough for this environment. This is absolutely fantastic.
And so now over to Siegenthaler. And across the timeline now, over to Flanagan now. As the Durant faithful cheering their team on. Long cross-court pass to Siegenthaler on the right wing. Back the other way to Flanagan. Now over to Ann. That's Ann Siegenthaler. She'll retreat back to the left wing. Panthers back into that zone. Back the other way to Siegenthaler. She'll drive left baseline. Kicks it back out to the wing. Around the horn they go. High, low. Here we go. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kurth.
Great rotation on that 1-3-1 that time.
And inside to Hoyt from off and are counted, the foul rather. Foul's going to be on number 5. That's going to be on Ann Siegenthaler. And going to the line for 2 is Emma Hoyt.
Here's the thing about Durant's motion. They have a lot of post-ups in it. I think they haven't exploited that yet, but they can hit those post-ups all day long.
First free throw's good. Panthers now lead once again 17-16. All right, so next free throw on the way. Coming in by Hoyt. And it's good. Hoyt makes them both. And so the Panthers up by 2, 18-16, 13:50 remaining. And across the timeline now is Siegenthaler. Cross-court pass now over to Roskowski. Roskowski passes, intercepted. Intercepted by Sabelko. Sabelko the other way, puts it up and over, lays it, no good. Foul on the Panthers.
Yeah, she came in there a little bit out of control. You know, she got in that passing lane, stole it. That window closed to get to the basket pretty fast. Unfortunately for Durant, they couldn't get a bucket out of that.
Foul was on Hoyt. And so now coming across the timeline is Siegenthaler. That's Aaron Siegenthaler. And to Richardson. Richardson now back over to Siegenthaler into the corner. And back out. Aaron and Ann playing catch here on the near side. Panthers lead 18-16. Siegenthaler now. Three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No good. And loose ball. Who's got it? And it's going to be a jump. Chloe off fighting for it.
Yeah, she's gritty. It's what she likes to do. She does a lot of the intangible things. That's what I love about her game.
It'll stay McDonald ball, however. So Rozowski to inbound it. To our left. Rozowski to inbound it. Inbounds it now to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now on the left wing. Siegenthaler, she's going to try and drive in. Has Chloe off in her face now. Over to Ann. And she'll drive in. Kicks it back out to the outside. And over to Siegenthaler now. She'll drive in from the left wing. Gets cut off again. Long cross-court pass over to Aaron. Aaron, whistle, foul.
There is nowhere to go with the basketball. The Panthers just have to do a better job of just keeping their hands off. They're beating McDonald to their spots every single time they drive.
Panthers lead 18-16, 12:41 remaining in the game. Foul was on Sabelko. And so now, inbounded over to Siegenthaler. She'll drive in, puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Some great defense there. I think that was by Kurth or Sabelko. Over to off now to Hoyt. Hoyt tries to drive in. Dishes it off to Kurth in the lane. Bounce pass back to Hoyt. She stops. Shot. Good.
Tough bucket there. Great pass. Great vision. Way to share the basketball.
Across the timeline comes Siegenthaler. 20-16 Panthers now. Round the horn we go. Siegenthaler. That's Ann. Drives in. Kicks it into the lane. That's Rozowski. She puts up the shot. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be off of McDonald Central.
Durant is doing everything right now with their defense. They're the more tough physical team right now. They've got to keep playing this way for the next 12 minutes.
20-16, Panthers still lead. Over Auth now. Auth across the timeline. Auth now over Addison Auth. Now to Sabelko. Sabelko keeps it herself. Oh, lost the ball. Fights for it though. Saves it from avoiding the jump. Back to Addison now on the right wing. Drives inside. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Loose ball. Chloe crashes the glass. Gets the rebound. Whoa. High pass, but Hoyt comes back up with it. Back out to Sabelko. Sabelko now. Back over to Kurth. Three ball on the way. Shot. No good. Chloe off fighting for it. Loose ball. And McDonald comes up with it.
What a game.
And back the way we go now. Over to Flanagan. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Siegenthaler. Shot no good. And Sabelka was right there going, hey, I got the ball. Over to Kurth. Kurth now back over to Auth. Back to Kurth now. Kurth over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now. Cross court pass to Chloe. Chloe now over to Kurth. Kurth looking for a cutter. No one's there. She kicks it back out to Hoyt. Top of the key. Three ball! Three ball by Emma Hoyt to make it 23-16. Timeout, McDonald.
That's a big shot, Brian. That's a big shot.
That's a very big shot. 23-16. Panthers leading. 10:40 remaining. And thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Martin Transport. Visit Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Cell Block featuring a soup and salad bar. They also have the Friday fish fry and other daily specials. The Cell Block, downtown Durand. Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org. Also, the Paul Schlesser Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent, serving Durand and Chippewa Falls. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. And Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your spring fishing and spring outdoor needs. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. All right. Well, we're doing what we need to do.
Yeah. You know, they've got a 7-point lead right now, and in a game like this that is really defensive, a 7-point lead is almost like a 20-point lead. It's been hard to manufacture points in this game. So a 7-point lead with 10 minutes left to go in the game is right where you want to be if you're Durand.
But you can't let up.
No,
you
can't.
You got to keep your foot on the gas.
Absolutely.
So McDonald gets it after the timeout. And across the timeline now, Tim's Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now into the corner to Ann. Back over to Aaron. They're on the right side. Long cross-court pass over to Flanagan. Nearly stolen by Hoyt. And jump ball. Pacial in, forcing the jump. So it goes to the Panthers.
Big turnover. They needed that. Now Durand's got to think about really extending these possessions.
All right, cross the timeline. Time to play a little stall ball, you're telling me?
Not stalling it out, but just take your time. Don't take anything quick that you don't have to take.
So Pacial now on the right wing. Drives inside, puts up the shot. Blocked. Blocked by Hepfler. And back the other way now comes Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler. Panthers staying in that zone. And into the corner to Ann. Right corner. Long cross-court pass now. Over to the left corner now. Back over to the right wing. That's Aaron. She'll drive inside. Count it in the foul.
That's a big bucket. They've been trying to get her the ball all night. She's just been stifled a little bit. Great drive. Good strong move. Good finish.
Foul on Hoyt to complete the three-point play will be Aaron Siegenthaler as Sabelko comes back in. 23-18. Panthers still lead. 9:46 remaining. Free throw on the way. No good. And Hoyt with the rebound. Back over to Addison off to Chloe. Chloe now back over to Sabelko. Sabelko back in as Pacial came out after that foul. Sabelko's just like, well, I'm just going to stand here.
This is what you got to do. You got to extend these possessions. Make the clock work for you.
And over to Kurth. Kurth drives inside. Intercepted, and she's down. And Kurth's down. And back the other way. And nearly intercepted. Kurth, though, gets back up. And back the other way is Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now. Long cross-court pass over to Ann. Now into the corner to Hepfler. Now to the left wing. Can't take the three. Here comes a three ball on the way. Shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Aaron Siegenthaler. Shot. No good. Loose ball. Offensive foul.
This is a game of missed opportunities for both teams. Both teams getting good looks. And throughout this game, they haven't been able to put the ball in the basket consistently.
Looks like it's going to be on Bremnes.
Yeah.
All right. Her second. All right. So inbounded now to Chloe off. Again, 23-18. Panthers lead. 8:52 left. Uh-oh, now the McDonald coming way out to center here on that defense.
Yeah, this is Durand's North Carolina. It's a four corners. It's not a stall, but they're looking to spread the floor and drive.
And so back over to Hoyt now. Hoyt back over to Cibelco. Now over to Chloe Ott back at center in the far left-hand corner. And now Chloe drives inside. Bounce pass inside to Addisonoff. Kicks it back out to Cibelco. Cibelco over to Chloe Ott on the wing. Into the corner to Kurt. Kurt back out to Chloe. Chloe Ott now on the right wing. Over to Addisonoff now into the left corner. Back over to Cibelco. Cibelco. Bounce pass over to Hoyt now. Hoyt over to Kurt. Kurt back to Cibelco. 8:05 remaining. 23-18 Panthers. And it's going to be off of McDonald.
Yeah, this is a great possession by Durant. I know, and a lot of people don't like it. They're not stalling it out. But if you don't give them anything, they're not going to take any quick buckets. They're looking to drive. Look for them to get a lot of backdoor cuts off this.
All right. So, Kurt to inbound it. Inbounds it to Hoyt. Hoyt now. In the corner. Comes out to the wing. Does a spin move. Now is in trouble. Jump ball. Siegenthaler with the force. Another jump.
Durant's going back to their 13 to make them burn some more clock. They're trying to limit McDonald to one and done.
So, 23-18 Panthers, 7:48 remaining in the game. Back the other way now comes Siegenthaler. Long cross-court pass over to Richardson. Richardson now into the corner over to Hartman. Hartman drives inside. Now they go around the horn. They go. Siegenthaler can't put up the shot. Drives left baseline up and in. And Siegenthaler with that, 23-20. Panthers still lead.
Yeah, Durant's got to watch getting extended in that defense.
And back the other way now to Kurt. Kurt over to Auth. Auth, three ball on the way! Chloe Auth with the three ball!
Way to shoot the ball, Chloe. That was a great shot.
Back the other way now comes McDonald. 26-20 Panthers. Bounce pass now into the corner. Driving right baseline. Siegenthaler whistling a foul. Foul will be on Hoyt.
That was a great shot by Chloe Auth, right in her window, buried it. Those are the moments that make the difference in these games.
All right, so now McMahon coming in for Hoyt. That was Hoyt's fourth foul, by the way. That's the problem. All right, and so now inbounding it will be Richardson. Richardson inbounds it to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler now. On the wing, Siegenthaler drives in, puts up the tough shot, counted in the foul, offensive foul. Addisonoff took one for the team, fouls on Siegenthaler.
Yeah, for a minute I thought they were going to count an and one, but Addisonoff was there for days. She was stationary, wasn't moving, good call by the refs.
And so it's Chloe off now with the ball over to Addisonoff. Addisonoff to McMahon. McMahon now on the left wing. Loses the ball, stolen by Siegenthaler. Here comes the bomb, intercepted! And a foul on McDonald, intercepted by Chloe Auth, and a foul on Hepler.
Yeah, just an errant pass up the floor. Really didn't, I wouldn't throw anything in Chloe Auth's area. She's going to eat it up. She's like Pac-Man.
26-20 Panthers, 6:34 remaining.
Look for Durant to go four corners again.
All right. Here comes the trap. Gets it to Addisonoff. Addisonoff to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now over to Kurt. Kurt to Chloe. To Kurt. Kurt now. Whistle. Foul. Foul's going to be on Siegenthaler. That's her fourth.
Yeah. McDonald's in a little bit of trouble here. It's going to be hard to turn Durant over in these last 6 minutes as long as they allow them to stay in that offense.
All right, over to Auth now. That's the 16 foul. Bonus the rest of the way. Over to Addisonoff. Addisonoff now back to McMahon. McMahon over to Kurt. Kurt to Chloe. Chloe at the free throw line. Cibelco, left wing. Three ball! Sawyer Cibelco! Timeout! McDonald, 29-20. Panthers lead with 6:04 remaining in the game.
I knew Sawyer Cibelco was going to show up at some point. Every time Durant has one of these tough games, she hits some big shots. Again, she was just waiting for her moment. Executed at that time. Great shot by Sawyer.
All right. Well, here we go. 29-20. Panthers leading over McDonald. And thank you to Duran Napa. Visit Duran Napa Farmers for all of the custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and the parts you need to keep the equipment running for spring planting. Duran Napa, downtown Duran. Anibus Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer. Highway 25, Duran. They also have small engine repair as well. That's Anibus Silo. Highway 25, Duran. All right. McDonald gets the ball back.
Can't take your foot off the pedal.
All right. Can't take. We got to keep the pedal to the metal here, Panthers. Here we go. Cross the timeline now over to Flanagan. And Flanagan. Long cross-court pass over to Richardson. Richardson now back to Flanagan. Onto the wing over to Siegenthaler. Back out to the left corner now. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Sabel. Or by Kurth. Kurth to Chloe Auth.
Going back to their four corners. They're going to extend this game out.
And Auth now gets through the trap. Over to McMahon. Jump ball. It'll stay Panther ball.
Yeah, Panthers got to think about those passes. They got to make sure they're seeing what they're seeing. They don't want to be seeing ghosts out there. And turnovers are the only thing that can kill you here.
Okay, inbounded now to Auth. Auth now back over to Sabelko. Sabelko to Chloe Auth. 29-20 Panthers lead. 5:22 remaining. Back over to Auth. Auth now over to Addison. Auth inside pass to Kurth. Kurth up and in. Nearly underlated, but Victoria gets it to fall. 31-20 Panthers. Back the other way. Intercepted. Intercepted by Kurth. Kurth whistling a foul.
This is what playing this defense does. At any moment, a lot of those turnovers are going to turn into runs, and right now McDonald's having a lot of trouble just making passes from point A to point B.
5:02 remaining. Kurth to the line. 31-20 Panthers lead. And off the back of the rim.